This is Nighttime Live, continuing on the Mighty 790 KFGO, and right now joining us a very familiar name, going over to Morehead High right now, and she has directed, I don't know how many different types of, or different musicals over there, but Rebecca Meyer-Larson joins us right now to talk about the new presentation, Jesus Christ Superstar, which begins just around the corner here over at Morehead High. And Rebecca, good, so good to talk to you again.
Thanks for so much for having me on the air, Bob.
So what? How many musicals have you done, by the way? You have done so many over there, haven't you?
Oh, this is my 23rd year of directing at Morehead High School. They haven't all been musicals, but the large majority of them have been.
The musicals that we've seen in the past couple of years, I've heard many people say, how are you going to outdo this one next year?
Mm-hmm.
Have you found one to outdo you from last year?
No, it's a different challenge every year. You know, I think last year we did Daniel Putnam County Spelling Bee, and the challenge for that is the improv-based musical, you know, that every night was a little bit different guest spellers and different madcap events. Now, this year it's totally different, a different challenge, which is an epic rock opera score, and to tell a story that is so culturally significant, and also to do so in a public school, trying to be, respectful of the different cultural beliefs, values in a public school becomes difficult when you're doing Jesus Christ Superstar. But we've done it, and the show's beautiful. We're really excited that on Friday night we get to open the show. It's kind of like you're carrying a secret. You know, we've been working on this thing for almost 3 months now, so it feels like we're carrying around a secret. We're really excited to whisper that secret into this community now.
That was going to be one of my questions, by the way. The separation of things as far as school and churches and stuff. Did you have any problem with that when you were putting this together?
We really didn't. You know, I think you need to know that I'm a teacher first, and this is education-based theater, and so we start with the learning, and so the conversations that we have so early in the process really help us gear our rehearsals to be an inclusive and educational experience. And so, you know, we have students in our cast who are agnostic. I've got kids who are evangelical. I've got, in fact, that the boy I have that's playing Judas is Jewish. And what we've said early on in the process is that there, you know, no matter if you're what your faith system is, there's no story that has more affected Western culture over the last 2,000 years than the story of Jesus Christ. And so we are not approaching it as, you know, is Jesus Christ a savior? I mean, that's a question that is certainly asked in Jesus Christ Superstar. Are you who you say they are? We make no attempt to answer that question. Is he or isn't he? That doesn't matter. We're just telling the stories of the last 7 days of his life.
It was really the first big opera, rock opera, if you will, for Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice.
21 and 25, I believe. That's how old they were when they wrote that, which is just, I mean, doesn't that just make you marvel at youth? It's amazing.
I just remember, too, that one of my very first cassettes that I had ordered out of one of these houses, you know,
yeah,
I ordered
Columbia,
Jesus
I'm
Christ
sure.
Superstar. And when it came, it not only came with a cassette, but it also came with a program book full of the lyrics.
That's right.
I was shocked. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Well, you're apparently younger than I am because I got it in album form. My parents had it in album form. And I remember, I can tell you that it was 1976 and we were living in Wilmington, Delaware. And I used to put that thing on the turntable. And because I had, you know, I had the liner notes right there, I would sing along with all the songs. So it ties into my childhood. But we have adapted this piece to reflect a more modern approach to the story, which has also been a challenge for our young artists and one that I think that they've... they really embraced. We've grungified the show. We placed the show right smack in the middle of the 90s. So that's also been interesting.
The Jesus Christ Superstar over at Morehead High School. I do have to ask you a quick question. I saw the banner across on Facebook, and it looks like you have, this is Morehead High School, it looks like ribs. Is that what that symbolizes, the Christ on the crucifix?
I'm gonna say that again one more time.
Well, on your Facebook page,
yeah,
on your what do you call it, profile picture?
Yep.
It looks like a series of ribs.
I think what it is, my Facebook picture at this point is a bunch of young people who are all holding hands, laying down together. It might look like ribs, I bet, from the Facebook post, but no, it's just young people holding hands. So our poster design is actually by Devin Manny. He's done a remarkable job. He's a former student, those of your listeners who saw 25th Daniel Putnam County Spelling Bee last year. He was my William Barfay. He's studying film right now in California, but he's still very much attached to this program. So he's the designer for our poster. And our poster is actually a bunch of television screens because those old tube TVs, that's a big paramount part of our set. So,
Rebecca Meyer-Larson, our special guest here on KFGO. I remember listening to that CD over and over and over. Not CD, I'm sorry, that cassette tape over and over and over again when I was a kid. But, you know, I remember Yvonne Elliman and, I can't remember.
I Don't Know How to Love Him. That song is just it's epic, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. But there were so many great ones in there.
The audience will be singing along, you know, depending on the audience, the age of the audience. Our parents in the audience are definitely going to be singing along. And then the young people who are in our audience are going to be introduced to, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar. What an incredible score. So it has a great cross section.
I was going to ask you, do you play that old score from the 70s to the kids, let them listen how it was back then?
Oh yeah, I mean a lot of research goes into our show, so we listen to every single one of the scores that have come out, you know, from way back when in 71 all the way up to even the most current one that Tim mentioned was in Jesus Christ Superstar, the arena version, just I think it was last summer in London. So we've watched and listened to everything in between. So
unbelievable. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now. And to see the response that you get from the students over there, Morehead High, to be in this musical. And, I mean, it's not just Morehead High. It seems like all the students across Fargo, Morehead, come rushing to be in one of these.
Well, we have an amazing cast. You know, when all is said and done, there's about 120 kids that are in some way, shape, or form involved in the show, whether it be that, you know, the 64 who are in the cast, or we've got another 20-plus kids who are working the tech side of it. We've got a 30-piece student orchestra directed by the remarkable Brian Cole. So it's a huge cross section of the school. You know, we have Jesus Christ Superstar, the school. We're ready. You know, Friday night's going to be a big, big night, and we've got a lot of parents and a lot of young artists who are have been so dedicated. So it's time, you know, it's time for them to get some applause. And I really hope the Fargo Moorhead area, you know, comes out in droves to see this young talent. They will be amazed at the talent on that stage.
Before I'm going to let you go here, I do have to ask you real quick. You mentioned you were bringing it kind of up to date a little bit as far as the students were concerned. But did you have to do the wardrobe differently too then? Or?
Absolutely. The whole show is grungified. It all looks like a 90s grunge.
Interesting.
It's timeless. The story is timeless. You know, it doesn't matter if the lepers, for example, in biblical times, now you put it in the 90s and, you know, leprosy wasn't killing people in the 90s, but I'll tell you what was. AIDS was. So we've adapted it so it has very much a 90s appeal. That's just one of the things, you know, our Jesus Christ, doesn't look like what they're used to in the 1974 movie version. It looks a little more like Kurt Cobain, to be quite honest.
Oh.
And our Judas has dreadlocks. So it's a very different look, but the story is timeless. The message of hope and the message of a small cross-section of people who've decided they're going to be instruments for peace has become, it's a timeless story, and it's been one that's a lot of fun to explore.
By the way, was it difficult to pick Christ for this one?
No, it really wasn't. And when you come and see the show, and Bobby, better come and see the show.
Oh, yes.
You'll see Jordan Hartchin up there, and he just radiates Christ. So it was not difficult, honestly, at all to cast the show. And we've done a lot of gender-neutral casting. So our pilot is female. Our King Herod is female. And that's also fun because, you know, back when the story was originally written in the Bible, of course, our leaders were all male. Well, now if we're upping to the 1990s, we have powerful leaders who are female now. And so we've kind of, it's created an interesting new approach and a fresh, I think, a breath of fresh air in this story. So,
well, I know you're extremely busy, but before I let you go, let's have the details as far as the dates and how people can get tickets.
Absolutely. Our show opens this Friday, which is the 15th of November, and we run the next three weekends. We go every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. We will close the Saturday after Thanksgiving. You can get tickets by logging into www.moreheadtheater.com, or else on www.moreheadschools.org. Otherwise, you can call the activities office at Morehead High School, and that phone number is 218-284-2371. Well, that was my phone number. I shouldn't give you that one. 218-284-2345. There you go. And that's the box office. So give us a call or log in and get the best seats. We anticipate the show to sell out. So I encourage your listeners to get those seats early.
We'll edit that out, okay? I appreciate it. By the way, you been to karaoke lately?
You know what? I haven't. I've been so busy doing the show, but I can tell you this. When the show opens on Friday night, I got some karaoke that I need to get out of my system. So.
Very good. Rebecca, thank you so much. And yes, you will see me there one of those nights. I don't know
which
one
yet. You let me know, and I'll make sure I pull the best seats for you. That
sounds good to me. Thank you so much.
Take good care. Okay.
You too now. Rebecca Meyer-Larson, our special guest, Jesus Christ Superstar, opens up this Friday at Morehead High. Back with more here on the Mighty 790 KFGO in just a few moments.